work in progress. Yeah, you know, it's I thought the underlying thing as far as just what we loved on film was just they played hard, you know, and there are definitely mistakes out there. There are missed tackles, there are technical things, but you know, you can kind of see on film when you're just kind of playing just because you have to be out there and play, and then when there's a belief and when kids are just playing like that, it's just a lot more effort to play harder, and I thought that we had that on Saturday.
You gave up a bunch of yards, but only the one touchdown in regulation, a few field goals
to
go with it. So kind of the bend but don't break is the way that game went. How do you kind of evaluate? You didn't let them in the end zone, but
yeah, I thought we tightened down. All the big plays we ended up giving was all just self-inflicted. You know, a guy not being where he was supposed to be, or a guy playing the wrong technique, or a guy with, you know, wrong eyes. And I think that was really the theme from week one and week two. You know, it's we've got to stop hurting ourselves. We're going to be a lot better, more stout when we're playing like that. But we gave up too many big plays, and just hurting ourselves. You know, person just not where he needed to be.
What do you say to Devin? Because I mean, he ended up getting disqualified. He's got to be ready. You know, he misses some time in the next game. But what do you say to him, and kind of how do you handle that?
That was targeting. So, I mean, he's got a tackle chest up. I mean, it might have been a step late as well. I mean, he just got to make better decisions, and he knows that. He saw it on film, and we've got to be better just as far as making decisions at the point of contact. And I mean, not to say that I agree with the call or disagree with the call. It's just to me, as I look at it, when the refs come in and they explain to us what they see and kind of the criteria for what they're looking for, to me, it looked like all the criteria they're looking for, it looked like targeting to me. So, I mean, we've just got to be better. I've got to be better as a coach and coaching him up and how to do it. And he's got to be better as a player and making decisions.
What were the biggest changes you saw between week one and week two?
We were a little bit more sound. There are still some things that, you know, sometimes as a coach, all you really see is just the critical part. And there's a lot of good. The kids played hard. They played all the way to the end. But we've just got to be better. We're taking away a lot of big plays if we can just be where we're supposed to be. And we've got to do a better job as coaches just making sure that our guys are sound. When we're playing sound defense, I think we're hard to beat. It's hard to move the ball on us. But when we're sound, 10 guys are sound and one guy's not, we're always going to give something up. And it keeps showing up. I mean, the ball has a way of finding that soft spot in the defense wherever somebody's messing up, and it showed up in game one and game two. And so we just got to continue to work on being sound.
Defense really came alive during kind of crunch time at the end. How do you create that urgency throughout the entire game?
I think that's credit to the players, and that's credit to all the fans that traveled there. I mean, it was just an electric place to play in. I thought it was a lot of energy and a lot of belief. And it's also just, you know, as a player, it's always fun to play in front of people. And so I think that was just more credit to just the players and their energy, as well as the crowd that showed up.
Talk about the challenges you're facing this week against a USC team. It's proven they can move the ball.
Yep. Got a lot to work on, a lot to try to shore up, you know, as far as the improvements from game one to game two. We've just got to be technically good and schematically good. And I think that we'll play stout, but we've got to keep everything in front of us. I mean, they're really good on offense, I think. I think they're very, very in sync, even with the freshman quarterback. They got a lot of playmakers on the perimeter, got a lot of speed, and good running back. I mean, it's a solid offense. So I think it's a little bit different from the two previous offenses that we faced with all what they do, spread and throwing the ball, but it definitely has its challenges that we've got to make sure that we stop them.
That passing game's gotten a lot of attention, but what is the challenge with their run game?
I mean, they do a good job with the pass game. It always thins out your box. I mean, you wanna try to, we have to do a good job just challenging our corners to make sure that we're playing some man-to-man football, some assignment sound football, and just saying, hey, if we're gonna stop the run. I mean, if you go back and look at the game one, game two, and look at the stats, you'd think, okay, let's come in, and the key to win is to run the ball on them. And so we've got to stop the run regardless of how much they run versus pass. But our corners have to do a good job, you know, playing man-to-man coverage, and we have to stop the run in order for us to win games and just play sound ball.
With Slovis coming in, maybe not expecting that with J.J. Daniels going out, I guess, what have you seen from him? What do you expect to see from him coming in?
Obviously, their starting quarterback was a good player. Sometimes when you get a freshman that comes in, a lot more pliable as a player, and you know, they kind of where the read is supposed to go pre-snap, they take it, and I think he found a lot of success just being obedient to the system. It looked on film, they were really, I mean, it's surprisingly, because they're really, really in sync, and that's something that you don't normally see with a freshman quarterback. But I think he's running their system really well, and I think because of his success the first week, he's going to continue to do it. Just they're going to do their deal, and we got to stop them.